Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to another episode of Coco Caliente, where it's me and my mom, and we talk about everything and nothing all at the same time.
Hello there. So first thing today, let's talk about some favorites. Favorite holiday. What's your favorite holiday, Nicole?
Did you have time to think about this? I didn't have time to think about it.
I always have the same one, so I don't have to think about it.
Okay, my favorite holiday, I don't know, I guess would be Christmas. Because it just makes me think of everyone getting together, and the presents are a little stressful, so I don't really know for sure. Do you know what I mean? I guess Christmas, and I also really like, is Halloween's not a holiday?
It is. That's your dad's favorite.
I do love Halloween as well, because I think I have such great memories. It's all nostalgic. I thought about it the other day. Why do I love fall so much? It's because, like, my childhood, it was like the such a great time of my life. I loved everything. I don't know. It was just like walking into my mom's house. It was warm. It was cozy. It smelled like cinnamon bun candles. And we'd watch me and Jesse love Halloween Town, 'cause that would be playing on Disney Channel. The weather was perfect, and I don't know. It just like was happy, very happy, happy time. So I kind of like it sounds really weird, but Halloween was just a really fun time for me growing up.
And that's funny, because that's Dad's favorite too. I wonder what Jesse's is. I don't know. Mine is definitely Thanksgiving. And my reasoning is I love Thanksgiving food. I'm not into like turkey or ham. So I guess that's like mm-hmm. takes that up, but everything else, like the stuffing, mashed potatoes, but I like meatballs and sausage and sauerkraut too. But so I like throw some, but I like stuffing, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, mm-hmm. and
green bean casserole,
yes, and pumpkin pies and homemade rolls. Like it's mm-hmm. just my favorite kind of pumpkin rolls, but it's my favorite kind of food. But I like it because it's like Christmas. All the family gets together, but we don't have all the presents. So it's nothing. You don't have to take up any time for that kind of stuff. It's all just eating. And then visiting, then we usually do a craft. So then the girls will do a craft. The guys will sit on the couch, mm-hmm. watch some football or whatever it is that they're football. Watching sports. We'll do a craft, and then we'll eat again. And then we'll go through shopping ads. The shopping ad part stresses me out. So I stepped back from that the last couple years, because we would go on that mm-hmm. night, and that like ruined my Thanksgiving. So I actually stepped back from, but if somebody else that's at my house and we're having Thanksgiving wants to run and pick up things, I'm all for it. Like I like to see what they get when they come back, but I like to stay put now, and you know, and I like people to come, and whoever needs a good meal. And speaking of Thanksgiving, I was looking through my pictures on my phone, because I was trying to figure out if my sister's kids came. And then I realized I had them over on Saturday after Thanksgiving last week. And I was looking at my food pictures. I'm like, oh my gosh, my food looks so mm-hmm. good. And I said to Nicole, but I made this, and I want to know if other people, I have to find the recipe again. I went to make cornbread, and on the cornbread box, there was a recipe for cornbread casserole where you put like cream of corn in it. And I think sour cream or something. That was, do you remember mm-hmm. how good that was?
That was really good.
So I have to figure that out. I bought cornbread yesterday, just the box, just to see if the recipes were still on there, and they're not.
Because you did grocery pickup, so you couldn't look in the store, you're saying.
Right? Yeah, but I looked, okay, on Walmart, when you do the grocery pickup, you can see the back of all the boxes. So I went through all of them, because it shows the ingredients and uh-huh. stuff. So I was actually looking. So anyways, I got to try to
figure. You could definitely just Google that probably.
I did, but there was like a bunch of different ones. And I remember mine was really simple and only had a couple ingredients. So I really wanted to try.
For Thanksgiving, it's crazy that because you and I feel like are similar on a lot of levels and we go through the same things because we're mother and daughter. And for me, Thanksgiving is like my least favorite. And I know it's a thing, not because I'm not thankful, not because I'm not blessed. I love like that part of it. But I always feel like everyone is so, I'm like uncomfortably full. I think like, and then we would always kind of, I don't know what we would even do. We just recently started having our own Thanksgiving and it's been a lot better since then, but I never like really felt super comfortable on Thanksgiving because we'd maybe go to like a relative's house. Everyone would just be full sitting there watching football and football's so boring to me. So
yeah, and I like it the most at my own house, but I have good memories of it as a child because we did go to my grandma's at that point, and like we all went, and like all the cousins were there, and all the cousins played and stuff like that. So I, you know, depending on what you know, the cousin age group and that kind of stuff. So I had really great memories of it always
because we always did dad's family stuff, and not that dad's family isn't fun or anything, but we never played games growing up. It was like
you just sat,
and so for me, it was like really boring as a kid.
I tried to incorporate games I'm going to say 10, 15 years ago. You know how at Christmas you do the, everybody calls gift, it all
like
different kind
white
of things.
Elephant type
they
thing.
All call it, but you, how we played it, how we still do is everybody brings a gift. If you want to participate, if you don't want to participate, you don't, but say it's $20. So everybody buys a $20 gift and then you write your name and it's all in a thing. And whoever's name you draw out goes first. They open their gift and say, Nicole was first. She picked hers. Then I was fifth. So I pick mine and I don't have to open mine. I would, if I say I wanted Nicole got something that I really liked, I could go take hers
and give her the wrapped
present. And then she has a choice between the other people that are there or she can unwrap it. Mm-hmm. So everything could just only get taken once in each round. And like say whoever had the best, whoever name was last, got the pick out of every gift. And I tried to do that at Dave's family. Oh my gosh, everybody was so mad because once they opened a present, they didn't think anybody should be able to take their present.
But now we still do that though. So did they get over it?
Well, no, we didn't do it for, we did it. That was like 15 years ago and we did not do it again until 2 years ago.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Cause we do that at my mom's family's Christmas.
We've done it always at mine. So, but after that, like
that's why Christmas was always a great memory because we were at your mom's house. My grandma's that was a very like warm, we spent the night, like it was just a lot more
play,
fun,
like
lots of games and like, I don't know that. See, so I think that's why too, in my head, like I love.
And we play games at my house. So yeah, at Dave's family's, it is not ever, nobody plays games. I don't know why. Cause it's a huge family.
Dad's one of 14, like, or 15. I just cannot believe it.
And like, with all the cousins, I just can't believe. Like, yeah, and I've tried through the years, but nobody's interested in it. I don't know. It's honestly actually what they do at the holidays is like Christmas when we go over there is we eat right immediately. And like at my family, we don't. We all visit and stuff first, but they have a set time you eat like immediately when everybody gets there. And then you eat, and then the girls will sit and talk a little bit. The little kids will run around and play with toys, and the guys go stand in the garage. And that's literally like the whole Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And now we did get them started 2 years ago playing that game again. But a lot of people don't participate. So if you wanted to, you know, a lot that didn't like it. So, and now we have the grandkids, like Nicole's age, that love it. So the younger generation loves it. It's still the older generation of the brothers. Some of them don't participate. They're just, they don't think that they should, you can take their presents. So anyways,
I think it goes on to like your nostalgia. Is that how you say it? Nostalgia? No, I'm saying it wrong. Is that right? I don't know. Nostalgia, however you say it, I don't even know. But anyways, that's kind of what I'm trying to say. I think it all comes back to like As a kid.
Memories, yes.
Yeah, memories.
And speaking of that, we and all invited Victor's family up for Thanksgiving. That's going to be exciting. And his mom and dad are coming for sure, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the sister is working on it. So it'll be like, I'm really excited about that.
I'm excited to see them. It's going to be fun. Well, I went to Ashley's like two Thanksgivings ago.
I think about three or four now.
Oh my gosh. Three Thanksgivings ago. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, that was before we were married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was before COVID and everything. So I'm going to say it was four at least. Yeah.
Yeah. Time flies.
But so I'm excited, to make new memories with them. And, we've never had a big family dinner with them yet. So they'll be
Victor's
nice.
Victor's mom really loves games. She's very competitive. So I love that. It's fun. Yeah. I'm excited. And I hope that his sister and the kids can come up because Arrow loves them. He saw them in Puerto Rico and just like wanted to play with them. So Liam, I hope he can come up,
Yes, it'll be nice to see them all again. Mm. And okay, now next favorite day of the week.
Oh my gosh, go Jenny. I know that you have this all ready to go. What is your favorite day of the week?
Wednesday.
Why?
Because it's the middle of the week, because you already got through Monday. And you're already looking forward to the weekend. I don't like Fridays because then the weekend comes way too fast. So Wednesday's my favorite day. And usually some good shows are on Wednesday night. What about you?
Gosh, that's a good question. I don't have a favorite day of the week. I really don't. I haven't had a consistent, I would probably say Sundays because in my mind that means like lazy, chill family day. But none of my days have been chill lately. So
yeah. Okay, then I was going to tell them what you did last Saturday night.
What did I? Oh, okay, yeah, I waitressed at my friend's restaurant because they kind of needed some help with everybody going back to college. So a lot of their staff had to go back to school, and then also I think like if you're in high school, you can only work a certain amount of hours or something. So, anyways, I had waitressed there before and like years ago, and my friend asked me to waitress again. Well, I kind of brought it up actually first and just said, if you need my help, let me know.
Because the families the parents have been gone and doing a lot of stuff right now. So they've been like MIA, they've had some exciting things going on in their life. So they've been like traveling a lot. So,
So
they were like stressed for October. They're like,
basically, if you need help, I can definitely help you. And so then she asked me and I'm like thinking, yeah, for sure. Because honestly, I thought it would be good for me socially as well, just to kind of like get out there and not have like a baby on my hip and not feel guilty. I really didn't because it's work, right? So I did it for like 2.5-3 hours. I don't even know what it was. It flew by. It was super fun. All the girls were so nice. I kind of missed it in a weird way. And I was just like totally confident and not, everything went great. It was like perfect.
Yeah. And I wasn't quite expecting that because she definitely offered to help out because she, knows they need the help and stuff. Mm-hmm. And she did loved it before, but now it's a baby and she's tired. And so that day, she went in for a few minutes just to talk to him, to grab a shirt and everything or whatever. And in the afternoon, she's like, oh, I don't know about this. And then
on the way home,
she called me and I'm like, how'd it go? She goes, oh my gosh, I just loved it. It was like I never left. It was so easy.
The customers were super nice. Like it was so, I like really enjoyed it. So I think I might tell her like the next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, if she needs me, I might just like offer myself up again because, Victor works and then mom can watch Arrow. And for me, it's kind of like a night out. Is that crazy?
That is kind of crazy.
I mean, but to get a night out.
But I mean, it is nice. And
I love the work of waitressing. I love that it's a lot to juggle. I love that it's overwhelming. I like kind of miss that. Like it's organized chaos. I thrive in that environment. Like they gave me only 4 tables and I was like, man, I want more, isn't that kind of crazy?
Yeah. I liked when I waitressed way back and when I was younger, I liked it too. It was just,
of course there's stressful days and stressful nights and no matter what job you're doing, it's not always fun. No, but I mean, it can be like, it was, yeah.
I'm glad you had a good time.
It's so funny to think about, but
but up here where we in Ubly, Bad Axe, all the towns close to us, there is still like very, very lack of employees. Like there's still, I went to go get Subway the other day. I mean, I ran that store in the Subway and we never
closed.
Lack
of employees or lack of ambition?
Well, I don't know what it is, but there's nobody working. And it was 7:30 and it was already closed. And that was on Saturday
night.
And
I closed that Subway down by myself sometimes at 11 p.m. And my mom would come up and make sure that I made it out okay. And I was like 16.
Okay. I know, and it was closed on Saturday night. I went at 7:30, so I don't know what time it was closed.
The gas station closed at 12, and they closed at 11. Like, what the heck is going on?
You would have liked it a lot better if you got to get out of there at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, are you kidding me? You have your whole night still.
Yeah, that's
like my boyfriend would come up there and sit at Subway and hang out with me, like for an hour,
and I would
and eat dinner
do it sometimes too.
Yeah, because I'm like it's 11. It's scary, kind of. But I mean, we're in a small town; it's fine. But at the same time, you're just like bored. Who's going to be getting Subway at like 10:30 at night? I don't know. But yeah, that is crazy.
And there's signs everywhere I go. There's signs hiring and good jobs. But this is what I wish that at like. Jobs used to be hard to find. I'm not even kidding you. Yeah. Like you had to go through extensive thing to just get even basic jobs. Yeah. Now you can get like really good jobs mm-hmm. with just walk into them. Like it's just crazy. But I was thinking if I was like the age between no kids and younger in the age between like 18 and 25, 30, like whatever, I would be busting my butt at three jobs. I'd work a really job that I want for a career and I'd be waitressing. And I'd be stocking away that money. These kids have a lot of opportunity in these young adults to make good money right now.
They do.
I mean, there's, you know, and they pay a lot better. And
it kind of makes me sick a little bit. And I mean, I don't know how to really like take it as far as trying to find people to work, whether no matter what business you're in, what job, employment, whatever, I feel like everyone is offering a very high starting salary. And then even like McDonald's, what are they starting at? $15.
I think different areas are different.
But I'm just saying like, that's insane to me. It really is insane. So anyways, it's just like trying to have to like upfront all this money and then not even knowing if the work that this person is going to provide is
when I was 18 and had my first factory job, can't exactly remember, but how much I made, but I'm going to guess it was $364 or $385 an hour. That was a factory job that I did the summer before I left for college.
And I mean, really good. Is that Walbro?
No, they didn't. No, Walbro paid good.
Oh, I thought that was Walbro.
No, that was called Minden Wire. Oh. But it was like minimum wage was, I'd have to look it up to
exactly
see.
Well, yeah,
when I was
in high school, it's $740. So, I mean, yeah, now, is, I guess it 15, different, now yeah. is it 15?
No, like, I think it's still like
11.
I don't know.
Something?
Is it $10? I don't know if it's even $10 yet. It might only be nine something.
When I waitressed in Caseville, my paycheck would actually be like 2 cents because of the tips that you had to claim on the credit cards. So I didn't even get like payment an hour, which was totally fine because tips was worth it. Now these waitressing places, they're offering $10 an hour plus tips.
Yeah.
Like that's insane.
But I mean, things are way more expensive.
Yeah,
like I told you, I mean, I've said it.
Doing hair. I get my hair styled for 30 minutes, $45, $54 with tip. You're making a lot of
and
money.
And that's with like no wash. Just like, that's just like getting your hair braided and that's it.
Yeah.
And walking out. Yeah.
$54. So like.
Yeah. But I bet you people like right now listening to us that live in California or anywhere, lots of other places are saying, oh my gosh, it's cheap. You could not get your hair styled for $54 where we are. So everything is
different. No, that's like a dry bar. I think that's like, that's a good place to make money too. Cosmetology, right?
Everywhere.
Everything. Whatever you want to do. There's so much at-home businesses make a ton of money sometimes. Creativity, like making your own logos from home. I mean, my friend Mariah's husband, Brian, works from home and he does really well with the company he works with. And he gets to work like with his cute kitty on his lap. Like how awesome, right?
I know.
He can move anywhere and do his job. It's amazing.
There is definitely opportunity out there for anybody who wants it. Anybody who wants to go take advantage of it right now.
That's exactly
there
it.
There is definitely an opportunity, you know, and you can hit like a gold mine probably with it.
It just makes me kind of sad because I remember as a kid, like people would call dad and just like beg him for a job and
stuff.
And
he couldn't get
them
one.
And he couldn't get them one. And that's hard, hard,
yeah, and he was like a
labor.
Supervisor. Yeah,
hard
I mean, he could
labor.
Get like, he'd say, we're not hiring right now. We're full. Now his company, though, is, I see his company is from the yeah. city, like 2.5 hours away. I see ads for his company up here in the gas stations begging for workers. Mm-hmm. They,
and I mean, that is like the hardest work ever. Like, that's the last thing I think most people would do. And people would call him begging for a job and like driving 3 hours one way to work. I mean, I just like that happened a lot in my lifetime.
They stop over.
I felt so bad. And cause like they'd like be really serious and like almost like begging and dad, sometimes there's nothing he could do.
And actually Dave had it hard too. He started like at 19 at one company, but he'd only worked there 2 years and the construction company went bankrupt. So mm-hmm. At that point he was trying to get into other companies and and he's a good worker and it was like, no, no, no. So he got into one. After that, he had to go on unemployment. I think his unemployment actually even ran out and he was very stressed out. We had two little kids at this time and him and his brother got hired at another company, which thank goodness they only had to stay there a year before he got to Ajax where he worked the rest of his, his construction mm-hmm. career for. But they were not working enough hours and it was so far away that they had to sleep in their car at night. They did that for like 9 months. Like,
that's so sad.
I know, because he was too far to drive home. Mm-hmm. They weren't making enough to like pay the hotel to, mm-hmm. to stay there.
It wasn't worth it. And I bet the hotel was freaking 30 bucks a night.
No, it would have been more
motel?
Than like, no, it would have been like, yeah, 60? 30. Yeah, probably whatever. That's what I'm saying. And then, so they would eat and they would literally stay on the job site, mm-hmm. like where it was blocked in by, like gates and stuff, but they would sleep in the car. And he's like, I hated it. I mean, I literally hated it. And like, I had to set my alarm to make sure I called and woke them up. They had the kind of cell phone that would,
in the car,
you plugged it in, but yeah. So it was, I don't know. It was stressful. I even thinking about it, cause it's so long ago, but just like thinking about it now. And it's like,
I
feel so bad.
It's not that long ago, like 30 years ago. Was that long ago? Less than 30 years. I'm 30 years old. And if I was a child, I was born. So, I mean, 28 years ago, isn't that long ago.
It seems like a long time ago,
though,
in my
life.
I was glad it was only one construction season. It was before winter. It wasn't cold and he was home. And then he got mm-hmm. into, the other company that he worked at and never had to switch companies again. But that's how hard it was to get a job is what I'm saying. Like,
and now
it was
if
so
dad
hard.
Was looking for a job and he was that age, he would have so many options in this area, not have to leave his family. I mean, isn't that insane? What life he would have had
at right now. You cannot believe all the people that still say, hey, if you want to get out of what you're doing now, I need some help. Like he could have 20 jobs. Yeah. He actually does a bunch of side jobs.
And he would
have
been able to like be at our sporting events and stuff. And that's just, so that's what I'm saying. If anyone, please take advantage of it, be around with your family, whatever. I mean, it's crazy. It really is.
Yes. And, this is something really funny. Me and my sister send each other back funny TikToks. I've talked about how I like TikToks. Mm-hmm. So she sends me one and I'm laying in bed last night and I'm laughing at it. And it says, I like said what it says. And it says, nothing says my wife carries my nuts around in her purse anymore. Nothing says my wife carries my nuts around in her purse quite like a joint Facebook account, because me and Dave have a joint Facebook account. So it's the funniest thing ever. And I was like laughing.
Well, most guys, I feel like their wives will force them. We're having one account because like they don't trust them or something, where dad just like doesn't know how to navigate.
No, the reason that it's so funny is because he never had a Facebook account and I had a Facebook mm-hmm. and he's always looking on mine and it only was my name. It was always my name. Mm-hmm. And then he didn't realize the dings meant when he was scrolling, he was liking people's stuff. And like, I said, what'd you like that for? And he's like, I don't like anything. And I showed him then what the likes were. And I was like, heck with this. I am adding his name because if anybody's, if anybody thinks like, I don't want to be liking that stuff that he's liking. And he's it was just funny. Now he knows if he even hears a noise, he's like panics. He's like, did I like something? So he didn't do it on purpose. It was just how it would, whatever. So that's why I have the name on it, but this is for a joke back going to be to my sister, and I'm going to try to get him to make this TikTok so that I can post this TikTok. And if I can actually make him, then I really do have his nuts around in my purse. I'm going to say,
that's funny,
but I don't know if I'll actually get him to do it. Well, keep watching and we'll see if we can get that going.
I think he'd do it. He does not care at all that you share a Facebook.
But I wonder if he really thinks about what it means when he's saying it, he will not do it. I really want to.
That's true.
So that's why it's going to be a test to see if I can
Really do have him wrapped around your finger, though. That's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, you absolutely do.
But it's just funny. It is. It's just funny.
It is really funny. I don't think anything of it because it's just like, about your guys' joint Facebook account.
No, but
I know, like, people do that because, like, they don't trust their husband or something. So, like, I don't know.
Or maybe some husband don't trust their wife. Yeah,
we gotta have
a Facebook together. He would never. I told him, just make a Facebook, then you don't have to scroll on mine. I don't want Facebook.
Oh my gosh, if my dad had his own Facebook, I think I would, like, pass out. That would be so weird.
I told him, make one. That's why his name's on mine. I'm like, well, you're gonna be looking through mine. You are gonna have,
I'm not saying that it's weird if your husband or your dad has a Facebook, but my dad, okay, my dad, who there's just no way in hell, like, him even having a profile picture, no. Oh my gosh.
And he's hilarious. Like, if you want to know a carbon, like, what Dave, imagine Dave, like, scrolling through Facebook is exactly like Arrow watches us on our phone, and Arrow takes his little finger. If he gets a hold of your phone, he just starts swiping.
Yeah, that's like, what Dad does. He just fascinating. And then if you see something, he'll put his finger down and it stops. And then while he's in his whitey tighty.
No, but it's hilarious because does Arrow not scroll the exact same way Dad does?
It's just frantic.
Yeah, that's not, like, Arrow don't know what he's doing. He just sees our finger moving, so he's just going.
No wonder why Dad's accidentally liking stuff. What the hell are you doing over there?
I don't know.
Because he does it on his iPad, never his phone. So this big iPad, like the biggest iPad you can have.
Yeah, it's literally just, he just scrolls through stuff. I don't even think he looks at anything. Then all of a sudden he'll go back and he's like, where was that? Well, yeah, you only put it up 20. Oh my gosh. I never
seen
anybody.
The thing is too, is anything Dad sees on Facebook, he 100% believes. And I had to, like, tell him, Dad, that's not, like, true. Or, like, Dad, that's not, like, actual facts and stuff.
And he does not wear whitey tighties. Somebody will be coming up to him and saying that. And that's not even true. He does not own one pair of white underwear.
He does not own a pair of white underwear. Yeah, he does not own, what would you call them then?
Fruit of the Looms. And they're colored.
Oh my god!
They're not. He does not own any white underwear. Oh, he's not going to be happy with you, Nicole Ann. No, but him and Arrow are twins. On the scrolling, it's pretty funny.
So what's next? Anything else?
I have lots of things to talk about, but
you can do one more category.
Oh. Okay, pumpkins. We're talking about pumpkins. This is kind of what made me think of this other category. I feel like not smart, not realizing this. I asked Tiffany, because my sister Tiffany grows pumpkins. We always get our pumpkins. I like to support the kids or whatever else she gives. She most of the time doesn't even want me to pay and gives me pumpkins. But I said, how many do you have before we went and got any? And she said they didn't have as many this year. And I asked her why, because she goes, we planted just as many. And she said, because they had no bees in their yard. Did you realize that's why?
No.
Because the bees come in, you want all the bees, and I felt so stupid. I'm like, how did I not even think of this? The bees are what pollinate the pumpkins.
Wait, but why did they have bees in their yard, though?
She said there just wasn't any. Usually there is a ton of bees. And then after she said that, it made me think, I didn't have any bees in my yard this year. Did you?
Yes, I have a ton.
I didn't have, well, see, you should plant some pumpkins, but you know how I usually have them on the deck and the pool deck?
Yeah.
I didn't see any this year.
Well, there is a lot of people, like, kill them and stuff, I think, and do the sprays and stuff. Yeah, I think so.
Well, most people don't try to harm bees because they're good, but I think that they moved the bees that were by our house in the boxes.
Oh, yeah, they did move them. But no, I got a ton on this rose bush thing. I'm so many that, or whatever that flower is, so many that I'm like, already thinking, I'm worried about when Arrow gets older. Cause like I've never seen so many before,
but anyways, so that made me thinking like, I should know that. That's just common sense. Like as soon as she said it, it clicked like, oh yeah, yeah. Like that makes, she said we need to get some bee boxes, and that the Amish, that they had really good pumpkins this year, but they put bees in. So I was just thinking more about like classes in school. They need to teach you this common sense stuff like that. And like checkbook, interest on credit cards, years on a loan, like how you, you know, how, if you just pay the payment, how many, how long it's going to take, if you, what you do, because kids do not know that kind of stuff. They could, should teach one, not just one class. They should teach it in freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior year, like all different kind of things on life skills and what you need to know so that, you know, you didn't know any of that. You don't know any, it's only what I tell you, right?
Yeah. I didn't have that class. No.
No, but I'm saying they don't even...
That's why homeschool is such a big thing these days, because I see it all over the internet. Because homeschooling, they teach you, like, life lessons. Like, I saw something the other day that said, I'm so happy that I learned, like, Pythagorean's theorem or whatever. And I remember learning that in school, or however you pronounce it. And it's like, we never use that. But instead, you could, like, learn so much more useful information. So, yeah, I totally... I think that that's kind of what the homeschool route is. It's nature-based and it's like kitchen, cooking, all this life skills.
Yeah, just like all, like, cause that stuff is lacking so much. And especially with the phones and stuff.
Let's say, for instance, cooking, right? Did you take a cooking class in school at all or no?
I did have home ec.
Was kind of a thing.
Yeah, it was like a half a year. We did different things in it. Like we cooked and we sewed. We actually sewed because I made shorts shirt.
Yeah, so like something as simple as cooking. I feel like now people have, in our area we don't, but a lot of Uber Eats or whatever you call it, or DoorDash, where they literally bring you fast food to your door. So not only is fast food a thing, but you don't even have to drive to the fast food. It's delivered to your door. It's insane. So like nobody has to cook ever.
Well, you could make a list if you sat there just in normal stuff that we talk about and you'll be like, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know that was what that was for. I didn't know that that's what, I mean, just common sense, like, things that people do not know.
My photographer said yesterday, oh, that's so cute. They do their laundry outside, literally hanging clothes on the line. Like, that's a normal thing.
For us, it is. Oh, is that what she said?
Yeah. So it's like, okay. So like, they're just like drying them outside, you know? So yeah, I mean, it's interesting to people just like actually living. Like, do you realize where we kind of like came from and evolved from, and like civilization? How did we, I don't know, all this stuff that we have now is not what we, I don't know, our brains made us be able to build these like stable houses, but think about like hundreds of years ago and or thousands of years ago, what they had to live in and stuff, and how our body, like I was thinking today, and this is too much information if you're a guy for sure, and I don't even know if I should say this, but like I'm on my menstrual cycle, and like I was thinking way back in the day, I mean, it's just so annoying. Like, and we have everything to make it as like pleasant as possible, I feel like, but like, what did these poor women do? Just like walk around, you know, bleeding down their legs, like having to rinse off, like, I'm just trying. I was
not
just,
really even probably having places to rinse. Yeah, go down so, to the, if it's winter.
So or, I'm just like thinking like, man, like we have it so easy. We have everything so, so easy, and everyone wants it easier because I think as humans, it's just like what we crave, I guess. Everything's literally at our fingertips. It's kind of scary. So there's that rabbit hole we went down. But I mean, it's interesting when you really think about it.
Yeah, there is just so many things that I think are so important. So you just, as parents, you have to like teach your kids, because I wasn't taught anything financially and I learned it on my own the hard way. And so like I've taught my kids and I've been really, so I feel like I still micromanage them as far as like smart financial decisions, totally. Like to avoid everything that I did not know, that I had no idea, you know, of, and that kind of stuff. And, you know, and they do a good job, but I mean, it's learning. It's like learning a little at a time. And it would just be cool if they actually taught that kind of stuff so that people are prepared. You know, they go to college and they get shoved out on their own. They go and apply for a credit card. They got to pay that. You know, they think it's cool. It's like, it's free money. Let's just go do this stuff. They need to learn, you know, they just,
and not everyone has to learn the hard way. Like,
No, well,
let's just go be in debt for how long and figure it out the hard way. Like, that's no, let's be proactive about it. Yeah, right.
Like, right. That's what I'm saying. Like, to learn so that they don't mm-hmm. have the hardship, so that they want to do better, so they can see how things grow, how things mm-hmm. work, and investments.
And appreciate, like, that everything's not there in an instant. Because that's kind of what I see with the newer generations is, like, I want money, but I don't want to work. I want all these things, but I don't want to work. Like, I don't know. So it's going to be interesting. And having a baby at this time, I mean, he's 1 year old, but I'm just thinking, like, oh my goodness, when he's a little older, like, what's going to be? Like, are you going to be able to...
That's why you got to teach
him to do
chores.
What's social media going to be in freaking 15 to 20 years? Like, is it going to be where nobody leaves their house and you can, like, virtually see somebody standing in your house, like, hanging out? Like, that's so... I don't know. I just think it's going to be really weird and, like, we'll navigate it when we get there, but... My goodness, I don't know. Like, and that's another reason I'm not really crazy about having more than just two kids either, is because, like, what kind of life and what the planet's stability, like, what kind of life are they going to have? Like, I don't want to, like, over promise stuff to them either. Because when, like, oh, I don't know, I just think about weird stuff, but you want to protect your kids. And I think, like, two for me is already enough to protect.
Well, you only have one right now.
I know, but I'm not pregnant or anything. People think I'm pregnant, I guess, because I don't have, like, a super flat stomach. I don't know. I'm not pregnant. And I hate when people say that, but I saw that people say it to a lot of, like, real A-list celebrities every single time after they have a baby. No, I'm not pregnant, but I hopefully will be trying soon and could be pregnant again. But once we have two, then we'll see where we're at. I don't want to push my luck with really any more. So that's it. I guess we'll end on that note.
Okay? Alrighty. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.